This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
So what's this liquid sunshine?
I was kind of happy to see it. It's kind of a twisted way.
So
great for my green trees. Everything's trying to bloom. I got fruit trees.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We'll take it after a couple of weeks of that. Hey, everyone, welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart, and that's Dave Bourne complaining about the weather.
I'm a true Oregonian.
Here, this is our local hour. Every noon, Monday through Friday, where we talk about local individuals and institutions and ideas and all that stuff. What I missed? Initiatives.
Everything.
Everything local having to do with Salem and Kaiser.
My wallet's welcome. Missing.
Thank you for joining us. Yes, things that affect your wallet, things that affect our quality of life, and sometimes just fun things. So thank you for joining us. Today will be fun. Yeah, we're gonna hammer some politics tomorrow. We'll handle some current events and some legislative issues tomorrow, and maybe that'll be a day for more gray and dreary moods. But right now, it's just a spring shower. We're going to talk about the Ducks, and I don't know if you're a fan of their football game. I don't know if you're an Oregon State fan, but the Oregon Ducks are news, and Oregon Ducks are forced to be reckoned with in this state, and the Oregon Ducks are a partner with KYKN.
Yes, they are.
We're airing the football, and we did some basketball. And the Duck Insider, right? All that stuff. I'm looking at Dave because he runs these all through the station programming.
Yes.
He's the man. So in our studio, we have a guest. And this one's kind of fun. It's Justin Veldhuizen.
Yep.
I said that correctly.
Yes.
Looks like it's a Dutch name of Dutch ancestry, like my name, Justin Veldhuizen. And he works here in Salem. Grew up in a Duck family out of the country.
Wow.
Love that. So we're going to get that whole story. Justin, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Nice to have you. We'd get you out of the office a little bit, talk on the radio, and talk probably one of your favorite topics is the Ducks.
Yeah, it's almost my second time full-time job, actually, at this point.
I was teasing Justin because seems like he has volunteered. Oh, I'll volunteer to fill in the blank, right? And the next thing you know, he's like, on the board. Running this and that. We actually booked Justin to talk about the Oregon, the Duck Fly-In.
Yes.
Right? And so that's a big event, and we're going to have to let everybody know what it is so that you can book it for next year, because what we're going to do now is tell you how awesome it is and then tell you that you can't have a ticket.
I can't even go.
What? You don't even get a press pass?
I don't get a press pass or anything.
That's terrible. All right, Justin, tell us a little bit about you. You live here in Salem. You work at First American Title.
Yeah. So I moved to Salem about 3.5 years ago. Got off the plane from Thailand, and it was a change, all right. Like, I love Salem. My family's from here. I've been in this area a ton of times, but it was definitely a big change just because of how busy Bangkok was. But moving here, like, in all honesty, Oregon has become more of a home than I've ever felt growing up, which is kind of weird.
Wow.
But that just might be because of, you know, I kind of grew up more Americanized, you know, grew up a Duck fan, watching basketball, playing basketball. And that's really something you don't really get over there.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the time difference, it's like between 14 and 15 hours. So, you know, you'll have a 6 p.m. game here, and it's like, oh, yeah, you got to wake up at 2 a.m. to watch the game, Justin.
Yeah, that's what DVRs are for.
Yeah.
anyway, an improper introduction. Justin is on the board of the Oregon Club of the Willamette Valley. So these are Duck supporters, right?
Yes.
These are Duck boosters and supporters. So he's on the board of the Oregon Club of Willamette Valley. He's been working towards the Duck Fly-In. When's the day? When is the Duck Fly-In? We're going to tell everybody what it is. It's an event where fans can come and meet coaches and hear speakers, right?
Yes. So the Duck Fly-In is on Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. at the Willamette Valley Vineyards. And it's essentially a chance to really get to meet all the coaches. We'll have coaches from most of the major sports, you know, women's basketball, Mario Cristobal from the football team, obviously, you know, they'll come, they'll kind of mingle. You get to sit with them.
Nice.
And they're like right there with you talking about their everyday life.
Wow.
And they all kind of do a little introduction of who they are, how their programs are doing. And yeah, like it's just one of those events that happens only once a year where you really get to just meet who these coaches are outside of like a court or a field.
And maybe you have an opportunity to tell them, you know, what to do with their defense.
Yeah, right? Good luck with that.
You know what I think you should do?
And he's like, fun. Oh, look at the time, got to go.
That's like the main question every year that I've been is, will our defense be better? And every time the coaches say yes.
But of course, of course we're going to be better. We're going to be better in all three aspects of the game.
Right, yeah.
So what's the event for? Why do you even hold it?
The Oregon Club of the Willamette Valley is a official booster club for the University of Oregon. All proceeds that we get from donations and auctions and all that go towards paying for student scholarships. So the money we raise goes directly to the Department of Athletic Fund, helps pay for student schooling, you know, whatever a student athlete might need. Yeah, like just kind of under that umbrella there.
So basically, the university and its athletic department are sending some of their main people to come be in touch with its booster, mm-hmm. its booster base.
Yes.
Right? Why only once a year?
Good question. We do have a couple of events throughout the year. The fly-in's just kind of the main event. A couple months ago, we had our signing day event, which is kind of like our the recruiters come out and talk about the new recruits that we're getting throughout the year. Mm. And that's one of the events. Fly-in's the main event. And then throughout the football season, we have little happy hours where we'll get an MC that the university assigns to us. Sometimes it's Rob Mosley. Sometimes it's a former player. And they come out and kind of talk to everyone and kind of answer questions about, you know, how it's like to be a football player, how being a student athlete has changed their lives or how it's affected them and made them who they are today.
Interesting. All right. So you get to meet the players, get to meet the coaches, get to meet the recruiters. Hey, mm-hmm. if you're an Oregon fan or an Oregon alumni, you didn't have to be an alumni, clearly, because after the break, we're going to talk about how Justin is spending all this time is on the board of the Oregon Club, and he has not yet been to the university.
What?
As a student, yet.
Wow.
Not yet. He's not getting yet. There. But you're in touch with the coaches. And I think the recruiting part would be the most interesting. That is a tough field. One, to know where the talent is, you know, to get tipped to where the talent is, because could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And because, you know, people hit headlines in major cities and things like that, but there could be talent anywhere. And to be able to have that kind of network and to compete for students that may, you know, you have to be the right fit for
yeah.
the culture, for the cost, for what your team needs,
mm-hmm.
And you have to beat out somebody else, all the other universities that vie for them. And
as soon as they hear you're going after a player,
yeah,
it's game on.
And could be an engineering student. He'd say, well, my program is really fit better with Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
I could be an architecture student, and like he's going to go to Oregon, right, mm-hmm. depending on what programs each university has. I think the recruiting part would be really interesting.
Yeah, it is, because it's always one of those you never know who's the diamond in the rough. You know, like mm-hmm. a four-star recruit could have already peaked out of high school and doesn't grow anymore, whereas the two-star recruit kind of has more to build off of. Yeah.
Or you could have signed to play basketball in Michigan and found out the coach just left to go coach
right.
go coach in Cleveland. All right, that's a little current news. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. You're listening to Newsmakers. We're going to come back and talk about Oregon Club of Willamette Valley, their event, and all things Ducks. Stay with us. We're on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly sponsored by Hamblin's Nursery.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We are talking to Justin Velhuizen. I don't know why I'm stuttering. It's not that hard. Justin
Velhuizen. It's not that hard. Velhuizen.
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 Veld. I think it means like is it forest Veld? In Dutch. Velhuizen?
Veld. Yeah, it's Velhuizen. Honestly, like everyone gets it wrong all the time. So it's just, it's almost become part of my life at this point.
That's why I'm just going to write it down how it sounds to me.
How about we just call you Justin V?
Justin V.
There you go.
Hey, you'd be a sportscaster name with a name like that.
Yeah.
All right. Justin is a board member of the Oregon Club. He came to talk to us about the Oregon Fly-In. It's an event at Willamette Valley Vineyard, so you picked a great venue.
But it's sold out.
Amongst the best venues in the state.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And capacity 150, which honestly, I was like, 150? You could probably sell 300 tickets to this thing, right?
Or more.
However, you were limited by how much the fire marshal could let you in, right?
Yeah, that kind of is what it boiled down to. Fire marshal says, hey, we can only do 150, and that's including all the coaches that we're bringing in, you know, University of Oregon officials, MC. So it kind of limits us to a small group. Like, it is a good problem to have, knowing that you can sell way more tickets. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to try to find ways to alleviate that and find more ways to get more people into the event, because like, who wouldn't want to go? Honestly, it is one of the best events I've ever been to in terms of like Oregon events besides football games and whatnot. It's really hard to describe.
Well, the other thing about it being so small is you do have more interaction with actual coaches. You're not in a group of 500 and across the half acre room is one of the coaches.
Yeah.
Right. So it's more intimate.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me how it works. You have a dinner. Is it a dinner? Is there an auction? Are the speakers? You said Cristobal is going to be there.
Yeah. Cristobal will be there. So the way it works is it's a buffet. So Willamette Valley Vineyards offers a buffet there. And we have a silent auction, but we also have verbal auctions as well, oral auctions. And those are typically like recruit for the days, coach mm-hmm. for the days. Those are really cool. They'll take you through the university, pretend you're a recruit, you know, take you to the locker rooms, go into like a team meeting. Honestly, if I could go, I totally would.
But do they take you through practice? That's what I want to know.
It sounds like this is an event the KYKN should have a live remote in.
Yeah, for you.
You put you up there in the...
Ooh, Brent is down. Darn.
But yeah, and then kind of as the dinner kind of progresses, all the coaches kind of come up and kind of give a little intro about themselves. What they are, you know, who they are at the program, what sport they're coaching in, and they give it like a little synopsis of how their program is doing.
Oh, nice. So how many of the sports are represented at the fly-in?
Like typically around 10 to 15.
Wow,
like
that's a lot.
We have quite a few coaches who show up.
Wow. And you, Cristobal from football, of course, and you mentioned the women's basketball coach is going to be here.
Yes, Kelly Graves and Cristobal are confirmed guests who are going to be there for sure.
Okay. I bet people are scrambling for tickets for this thing. Is there like a black market for them? There's scalpers. And I bet you maybe get them a StubHub for like five times the face value.
That's one way to make money. Come on now.
Well, that's the problem. When too many people want your product, the answer is to raise your price. Next time, it's another 100 a plate.
Oh, yeah. Like we're definitely going to have to figure something out. Like it's a great event. It's an awesome venue, but 150, there's some work we'll need to do.
All right, we're going to talk to Justin here about himself because this, I think it's just interesting. And it's one of those things where when you raise your hand, you tend to be assigned another chore. So he grew up in Thailand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So from birth?
I was actually born in Hong Kong.
Okay.
My parents had been living in Hong Kong for about 6 years, and then then I was born, and I guess they realized they didn't really want me growing up in Hong Kong. So we moved to Thailand because that's just kind of where my mom's family were at. And like, I guess who wouldn't really want to go to Thailand?
Right.
Thailand is a cool country. I've been there a couple of times, and Bangkok is Bangkok. So you have things to see. It has all the same problems every big city in the world has.
Oh, yeah.
Right, with crowding and pollution and crime and unsavory aspects. And then it has historical sites and cultural sites. And you could, you know, do all of those things. And so all the great things and problems that a big city has anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. But wow, when you get outside of Bangkok, there's so much more to the country.
There is a lot to do in Thailand.
Yeah, and you've got two coasts. Mm-hmm. Right, you got two coasts on the east and west, and in the north. I spent a little bit of time in the north, and there's a textile industry. There's also a poppy industry up there. With let's call it agricultural. anyway, it's beautiful up there. A lot of agriculture and smaller communities and so forth. But great textiles in Thailand, Thai silk and things like that. All right, so enough about the tourism. So you grew up there until like 4 years ago.
Until 4 years ago, yeah. I moved here October 2015.
Wow.
Okay. And so you told me off the air before we started, you pretty much have grown up a Duck fan. You know, this is like tried and true.
Right? Yeah.
It's not like this is new to him. He got here, but he was already a solid duck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I grew up, my dream was to be a duck, like a duck player. Like, obviously, that didn't pan out.
Well, it's not too late. It's not too late.
Like, in terms of.
Well, what you were in Thailand. I mean, how did you become a duck fan?
Well, mainly my dad. Like, he's from here. He went to University of Oregon. My aunt's gone to University of Oregon. It's kind of the family school.
Okay.
And it's just one of those things where, you know, we come here during football season, which was primarily when we come visit for the purpose of watching football.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And we're going to come visit. We're definitely going to span two Saturdays.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, when you come over here, make a trip out of it, we've driven all the way to Oklahoma to watch Ducks play them. Wow. And Adrian Peterson was still the running back there.
No.
Yes.
Wow. You must have been young.
Yes.
Wow, that's a while back. All right, you work at First American Title.
Yes.
And you're going to school.
Yes.
And how are you balancing that? You're working full-time and...
I'm working full time about 40 to 45 hours a week. And then I go to school probably 8 to 12 credits. So almost full time as well. Nah. Honestly, online schooling has just made life so much easier. Not having to like go to a campus and just being able to go home, kick your legs up and just kind of go through everything.
Well, Justin, when are you going to be a duck? Is the university going to accept you? They're going to have to, right? You're going to legacy. If not, maybe they could find somebody to write a $500,000 check to get you in.
Right? He's got connections.
We can call Felicity Huffman. Maybe she'd like to write another check.
Honestly, that's kind of where I want to go at some point in my life. You know, Eugene is an awesome town. I love going down there every other Saturday during football season, and if life kind of takes me down there, like, I would not say no. But yeah, just kind of taking it slow. Don't really want to take too much and, you know, bite more than I can chew.
Yeah, it's a lot to balance already trying to finish up a two-year degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finish up a two-year degree and work more than full-time for First American Title. And yeah, Eugene's it's an all right
city. It's an all right city.
It's not Salem. Yeah.
No,
it's not Salem, Kaiser, but it's, you know, it's all right. All right. What about the players at the Duck Fly-In? And folks, if you just join us, we're talking about an event that is pretty incredible and you can't buy tickets.
No, it's sold out this year.
You know, it's interesting to be in May and we're talking about football because when I watch football, I watch on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends that are 49er fans and they're Seahawks fans or fill-in-the-blank fans. I try not to have any friends that are Raider fans or Cowboy fans. Sometimes they sneak in.
Wait, what?
Sometimes they sneak
in. Like that's like my 13.
But when I but when I watch football, it's on Saturdays, right? College football, Duck football, and Oregon State football, Pac-12 football, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what about the players? Are we going to see Justin, your namesake, or Justin Herbert come on and talk about his upcoming season? Or is he going to be doing midterms?
Typically, players don't show up for this event. We've only really had one player show up for one of our events. That was the signing day. That was actually really cool. We were kind of surprised by it. The university didn't really tell us what they kind of had in store for us, because typically it's just a presentation. The recruiters come up, talk about who they're bringing. But this year they brought a recruit who had just signed for the university, and he talked about why he chose Oregon, how playing at a junior college kind of prepped him for wanting to come to Oregon. So it was really cool. Like, that was he definitely has a lot more fans after that day, because you never really get to talk to players, even after big games, rush the field, they're just tired. They want to go back into their locker room. So you really only get to hug them and go, hey, good job. But it was really cool meeting them up close and see how humble they can be, being thankful that they can play football and just have people who adore them and want to know them.
Yeah, and have a program like Oregon.
Yeah.
Right. That's quite a stage. So who's the recruit? Was that just recently?
Yeah. Let me find who that was.
Was that the new running back?
No, I think he played linebacker. One second.
He's looking it up as we talk.
Dave, did you ever watch Last Chance U? It was on one of the cable channels. Chance U. You probably find it interesting. It's it's basically a farm community college and by farm I mean football farm.
Right.
Where kids who were 5-star athletes, potential NFL athletes, who are in trouble either with grades, academics, or with the law, mm-hmm. and they get kicked out of their major program, and then they need to get rehabbed and stay playing football and so forth. They recruit these great talents in the middle of nowhere in the South. So
that keeps them out of trouble.
Well, really surprised. There's no trouble to get in.
Yeah, right.
And what surprised me about it is how poor the communication skills for a lot of them.
Oh.
Really poor. As the son of an English teacher, it was like, who gave that person a diploma? If I'm the principal of this guy's high school, I'm hiding under my bed.
You're funny.
The academic advisor, helper person is like, well, you see, your verb has to agree with your noun.
He's like, what?
Exactly. Like, I don't know what that means. And I'm like, you were going to the University of Texas? You were going to the University of Miami? You were going to, you got out of high school? So,
yeah.
But it's nice to hear from our guest here, Justin, that they can be well-spoken and nicely communicative folks here at Oregon.
Yeah. Did you find out the name?
I did find out the name. So if you're out there, Reese Drew Mathis V, we still remember you.
Reese Drew Mathis V.
Linebacker.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
That was cool.
We need those guys. That's for sure.
Attico, mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We're talking about the Oregon Ducks. We're talking about the fly-in event from next month. And we're talking about the coaches and the programs. And we're talking with Justin Vilt, who's in from a First American Title, who's a board member of the Oregon Club of the Willamette Valley. This is Brent with Dave on Newsmakers 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Len Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Colored Tile of Salem and Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne, and this is Newsmakers. We're talking about the Oregon Ducks. We're talking about all their programs, actually. But this event, I have mixed feelings about this event. Justin Belthusen is here from the Oregon Club of the Willamette Valley. It's so elite. We're just talking in the break. It's not for normal people like Dave and I. We're just normal people. But these people are duck people.
Yeah.
They're like all diehard.
They have green in their veins.
Duck people. And it's exclusive, which is a little off-putting, but really, really cool that the Mid-Valley gets to host this. And that the university comes up and they bring their people and they're in touch with their fan base, mm-hmm. right? And their boosters and their supporters and maybe next year. Okay, how do we get tickets next year, Justin?
Good question.
How do we get one of those tickets in demand?
So
do you take a check right now?
Yes.
Are they golden tickets?
I can take a check right now. Credit card, I will need to see ID just to make sure.
credit check for Brent.
But way to buy tickets is to visit our website at www.ocwv.org.
OCWV, Oregon Club Willamette Valley.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
At least they got an acronym.
.org.
.org. Yeah. Nonprofit.
Yep. Yeah. It's all nonprofit. All proceeds go to the school.
Nice.
So this is the way that you channel big 5- and 6-figure checks to get your kid into the university, right?
Good luck with
Is that how it works? No, you know nothing about that.
I need to get myself into university first.
Yeah, right. He's trying.
That was the funny thing about the college football. I mean, the college recruitment scandal, because having gone to a public university and always spent my entire adult life making fun of USC, the University of Spoiled Children, and I'm like, this is a scandal? I thought everybody knew that if you wrote a big check, you got USC. I mean, it was pretty well known that you didn't even need a high school diploma back in the day to get into USC if you could play football. Oh, if you weighed 350 pounds and you could play, they didn't care if you had a diploma. It's a private school. They can set their own standards, unlike a public university. You can't just willy-nilly. University of Oregon has to have some academic standards. Can't just take somebody because they can play football and so forth, or basketball or wrestle.
Which is a good thing. We have smart people playing.
Yeah. But anyway, the whole scandal. I'm like, why is this a scandal? USC? I mean, first of all, anybody who bribes them in to be a Trojan, that they get what they deserve, right?
Oh, sure.
And two, it's a private university. And so it's like, I just thought it was a given that money bought admission. Money buys admission. I have maybe marginally better respect for Stanford, but we just trash all our Pac-12 opponents here. But no,
way to go, Brent.
I love these major public universities and universities in Oregon. I'm a platypus, in case anyone's wondering where my allegiances lie, and they lie in the state of Oregon and, of course, my own alma mater. So I want to talk real quick. We're going to cycle back to the Oregon Club, but the sports. So from the webpage, I'm looking at men's sports, basketball, of course, baseball, cross country, kind of middle of the pack this year in baseball, in case you're following Pac-12 baseball. So if you're a big baseball fan, then you might not hope for Oregon State to keep winning and UCLA to keep losing. Basketball, cross country, of course, you know, football, golf, tennis, track and field, obviously track and field. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing, is this too right in the middle of the season for them, or do you get any coaches at this event for track and field?
Typically, no. It's usually more coaches who are on the off season. Like Dana Altman never shows up because it's right in the middle of his recruiting track, which is totally understandable. Like I'd much rather have him out there in the trenches getting recruits for a program than, you know.
And he coaches?
Yeah.
Coaches what?
Men's basketball. Yeah,
you can't assume that the listener knows everything you know. You're bleeding green, so. Okay. And then what surprises me, you look on the list, is there's more women's sports at University of Oregon than there are men's.
That's surprising.
So Title IX fans will enjoy this. So you have, of course, track and field, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get to Oregon, you're going to have track and field. But tennis, softball, which we're familiar, soccer, lacrosse, golf. Cross country, of course, basketball. Women's basketball had a great year, right?
Mm-hmm. Excellent year.
Acrobatics and tumbling.
Founded at University of Oregon.
What?
Right. How's that different than gymnastics?
Yeah, I for some reason learned that. Tumbling became a sport at University of Oregon, and that's where it started it all.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and volleyball and beach volleyball. Don't you love that?
That's one of my favorites.
In Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Willamette Beach. Willamette Beach volleyball. Anyway, a lot of sports. A lot of sports down there. A lot of opportunities to showcase athleticism at the University of Oregon. All right. Let's go back. Let's talk about the Oregon Club. We're talking to Justin. He lives here in town. Grew up in Thailand. Oregon Duck father. Aunt. Mm-hmm. And your aunt suckered you into volunteer to begin with. Is that right?
I think it was more me trying to kind of help out, and then it just kind of became something on its own.
Yeah.
Like it all started out as me just kind of help setting tables, buying auction items, you know, helping all that, and then it just kind of became something that I realized I really liked doing.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of my main functions is I curate and manage all the social media posts, so anything through there, any news that comes through, you know, that all goes through me.
You follow the Twitter feed for all the Oregon teams?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
guy's right on it.
Yes.
He's going to know first.
You ever feel like you have information overload?
Because
it's nonstop.
It is nonstop. I will tell you that. Like, it is a second full-time job.
Right.
Keeping track of everything, knowing who's going
you're
where.
You're talking third for you.
Fourth. Yeah. But, like, you know, I wouldn't trade it in for anything in the world.
It's because you're a junkie for it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's fun. So I like that. Before we went on the air, Justin's like, well, I got asked to help set the tables. And next thing you know, he's on the board, right? Now he's curating all the social media. And he's, you know. But volunteerism is addicting.
It is.
You know, and lock in. And I think that should show in your college application.
Yes. That,
by the way, I am
a volunteer. Ulterior motives for Justin.
Dedicated volunteer. By the way, it has to be with Oregon Boosters.
Don't share my master plan with everyone.
I think you already did.
Oh, that's great. So let's go back. The Oregon Club, it is for Oregon fans, not necessarily, but often alumni. And they're raising money, but they're also having fun.
Yeah.
Having fun, right?
Tell
us about some of the events that happen during the year. And how does somebody join the club?
So to join the club, for starters, you visit our website, www.ocwv.org. And then there are a couple different membership options. There's like a individual membership, joint membership. There's even like a corporate membership. So there are a couple tiers that you can kind of join, and, you know, ticket prices can vary depending on what level you're in.
Of the event. Okay.
And we have two main events throughout the year. That's the signing day event, which is kind of the, National Signing Day celebration. And then we have our fly-in, which is coming right up here next month in June. And then throughout the football season, we'll have happy hour events that we kind of host in different locations, and that the happy hour events are a little bit more private. You know, it's more local. We have a couple MCs who show up, not really the coaches.
Anybody from KYKN?
Okay.
And so do you ban orange and black at these things? I'm just kind of curious.
Yes.
Or purple, especially purple. That my Duck fan friends. I mean, I guess it varies in everybody's experience, right? Because Oregon State is the rival, but they don't hate them like they hate the Huskies.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Right.
I would say, like, I don't think there's really any bad blood between the Ducks and the Beavers, except when both teams are good. But Oregon fans and Husky fans, it's just green and purple just don't seem to mix. For some reason.
No purple allowed at Oregon Club of the Willamette Valley events. Take note. All right. So why would I want to join? You already sold out of tickets. I can't go to the fly-in.
Well, all the money goes towards a good cause, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Yeah.
We get any advance notice the tickets going on sale? Do we get an insider kind of deal?
We could work something out.
We have alumni networking and business deals happening.
Well,
if
you're a member, you get an email saying that tickets are on sale.
Yeah, we do email blasts. I will typically put out a post on all our social media accounts letting people know, hey, tickets are available. I did not realize that our tickets sold out so quickly this time. Mm. That's just crazy. Like, we haven't even hit June yet, and it's already all gone.
Well, for next time, maybe you do the fly-in, and you do a lunch, the break, for a nap for the coaches, and then a dinner as well. And you can do it twice in one day.
or breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Twice the revenue.
And then a late night.
After dark.
After hours, yeah. There you go.
Justin Veldhuizen from First American Title. He's a board member. Oregon Club of the Willamette Valley. Can we follow you on Twitter?
Yes. I don't really post anything, though.
Okay.
He reposts a lot.
Who should we follow if we're going to follow one Twitter account having to do with Oregon athletics?
You can follow us at Club Oregon WV.
Okay.
Or it's Oregon Club WV. Let me triple check on that.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back. It's because we know you want to set your Twitter account on your phone for alerts.
Yeah.
We're having fun today on Newsmakers. Thanks for listening. This is Brent with Dave on 1430 KYKN, and Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back, folks. This is a place you get hard-hitting political commentary.
Usually.
This is where you're going to go locally, just all the insider stuff.
Sometimes we got to take a break.
And the state. And sometimes, even though it's May and I'm kind of preoccupied with baseball, we could touch on football a little bit. What do you think, Justin?
It's never too early for football.
Our board member of the Oregon Club of Willamette Valley, we were talking during the break, and Dave was asking, what are you excited about for upcoming football and watching the Ducks this season?
Oh, man. Obviously, Herbert is going to be a joy to watch this year. It'll be kind of interesting to see if they give some of the other quarterbacks a chance, knowing that Herbert, there's no more next year for Herbert. He's for sure leaving. So it'll be interesting to see if they give the other quarterbacks kind of a spot.
Well, when you see Cristobal at the Oregon Duck fly-in, right, the Duck fly-in.
You could ask him.
You can ask him and said, well, is it going to be 40 or 45-point lead before you let your, Sir Herbert take a rest? It's like, and then if you let him take a rest because you've got a 45-point lead, right?
Yeah.
Then does he not get the stats and make him a Heisman?
Well, I think if you are up 45 points at a game, I would say he's the Heisman, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
You outstanding.
Let's hope he's in the conversation, right? And what else?
That's for the East Coast pundits to really decide, right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of hope for our defense. Like, obviously, we lost Jalen Jelks and a bunch of other defensive leaders, but hopefully some of the new guys come in and really kind of fill in those roles. I know Thibodeau, man, he's going to be a force to reckon with this year if he can really grow into what he wants to be. I follow him on Twitter, and one of the first things he said after, before and after the spring game was he doesn't want to be on the twos. He wants to play on the ones and practice with the ones. So that guy has hunger, and hopefully that translates really well on the field and, getting a couple really big plays going on this year.
All right. So looking ahead, since you can't get tickets to next month's fly-in, you can get tickets for football. Do you realize their first game is against Auburn?
Ooh, that's
they're playing the
good.
SEC right out of the gate.
Yeah, so that'll be a true testing ground to see how well they can hold up against them. You know, their defense was really sometimes rather outstanding this last year. Mm-hmm. I was kind of impressed at how they were able to smother some of the bigger teams, just surprised them, basically, and we were able to win a couple of those games or at least be close with that defense. If they can really muster that defense up, and like you said, Thibodeau, we could be a real big force.
Well, the first home game will be, of course, against Nevada.
That's always kind of a good game, too. They're a good training ground as well.
Nevada and Montana preseason, along with Auburn, and two of them are away, which is unusual for a large program.
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, you can get Auburn. They're going to Arlington, to a neutral site, SEC Pac-12. So that'll be a great launch of the season and really like for them to make a statement of this is what we're about and this is how good we plan to be. And a couple of smaller schools with Nevada and Montana.
Are we playing away at those?
No, I'm sorry. Those were both at home.
Okay.
It's then you go on the road to Stanford.
Yeah.
First 4 weeks, you got Stanford and Auburn.
Yeah. I remember last year, Stanford was our kind of yardstick, and oh man, that was such a heartbreaking game to be at. I think I sit at like the 30-yard line, so seeing the collapse just kind of happen right in front of your seats is just kind of...
It was brutal.
It was brutal.
So, as a Golden Bear, that was really, really painful. I got invited to an Oregon-Stanford game by a good friend of mine, and, of course, I'm a Golden Bear, but I'm like, I'm dressed in a green. I will shout the entire game against the Cardinal.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you have respect for a university whose mascot is a color?
Right.
Right? That's just...
A bird.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a tough one.
Wait, we're a duck. We're birds.
Birds are all right.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's a color.
Oh, the color.
It's not the bird.
Oh,
it's not like the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sure.
Anyway,
We don't like those guys at Stanford. It's just
no.
There's a certain underlying. We're gonna get them.
There's a rivalry going, and I think that's just because like there are four. I would say this year there are four major teams in the North. Washington State might pull another quick one like last year. Michu was crazy good and got them way higher than anyone would have expected them to. You know, there's Oregon, Stanford, Washington, Washington State.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm crushed. There's no Golden Bears there. Ouch. There's no Cal, and there's no Oregon State in your list there, in your top four, in your power rankings.
Like, I would say for the Iron Throne to the North, that's gonna be the four teams. And then the South, you know, there's Utah and, you know, USC. Mm-hmm. Maybe Colorado somehow pulls another good one. But, like, I feel like Oregon and Stanford, their paths always collide one way or the other. Oregon's on the up and coming, and Stanford dashes their dreams, or it goes the other way around. There's always something going on between those two teams.
It's called preparation for that team, let me tell you.
My friends and I, we do this exercise, and if you were to rank how you want the Pac-12 final standings to be, you know, and at the bottom, of course, is USC for me.
Sure. Right?
And Golden Bears on top. So who, when you talk about your rivals, and we were talking about the Huskies, of course, and Oregon State, and it's like, who would you like to see in the bottom of the Pac-12 when the whole season's over?
Oh man, that's
the bottom.
I really wish
like
that they
bottom. Come on,
terrible
Justin.
Year and can't recruit, right?
Oh, that's a tough question because I feel like no matter what I answer, I'm throwing someone under the bus. Am I?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Go ahead.
Honestly, it would be Washington.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure there are so many Duck fans out there who will say, if you could see one team fail, which team would it be? Well, Washington. If it's outside of the Pac-12, it's always going to be Alabama.
Yeah, right.
But you can only dream about that, right?
Yes. Yeah. Is that ever going to... There's got to be some sort of scandal or something. Sanctions or some sort of thing.
Saban retires, maybe.
Yeah, it's just... indescribable how good they are.
Back to the schedule real quick. I don't know how they drew this, but the Ducks have to go on the road against the Huskies, against the Cardinal, and against the Trojans.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. On the road for all three, and actually, they're on the road, a neutral site, against Auburn.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of brutal.
That Auburn game, I would almost say it's an away game. Let's not even call it neutral.
Yeah. They're traveling out of Duck Stadium.
Well, yeah, you're going a couple of time zones. You're away.
Yeah, that's an away game.
You are not at home. That is pretty, so. I think it's strength of the schedule. When they, you know, if the Ducks run the schedule in Pac-12, they look at the strength of the schedule and the standings in the national championship hunt. Mm-hmm. We're going to think that optimistically, right? That's mm-hmm. what you're thinking in May, right?
Fingers crossed. All fingers right. crossed.
No injuries. Got Herbert. And let's just build on what they had. All right. We got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank Justin Veldhuizen from First American Title taking your lunch hour with us. Talk about the Oregon Club of Willamette Valley, the fly-in, and slipping me some free tickets. I appreciate that. I know that nobody knows that they had some available in your pocket.
That's where those gold things were, huh?
Listen to KYKN for Oregon Duck football and sports, the Duck Insider, and so forth. Justin, go Ducks.
Go Ducks. Thanks for having me today.
Pleasure to have you.
Thanks for coming in.
We're going to do politics tomorrow, so listen in. This is Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.